The little trick that makes bro science stick. Bro science just suffers from the shortcut mindset, where advice is about simple things done softly. You have to switch from shortcuts to challenge seeking, and then it will all kind of work. So when you are told to find a weight that you can lift a bunch of times, like 5, 10, or 15 before needing a rest, you go to the beginning of the rack and pick the lightest weight with the aim to lift it 10,000 times. Just lift to the beat of fast music. One beat up, next beat down, and repeat. Now, if 3 or 5 pounds does nothing for you after some 30 minutes because you already have muscles from work or being large, then yeah, you are too strong for the first dumbbell. If that is really the case, I mean like really, really, then just spend 7 days lifting the first that does nothing for you as a way to exercise the smaller muscles required for standing and keeping your back still, and then move on up. Don't worry about lifting non-stop. It is super easy to get there. Joggers do this all the time. It is a rare child that starts jogging non-stop the moment they come down the chute.
See you later, losers. And ew, what the heck, Mom?
Almost everyone runs, rests, runs, rests, runs, rests. And then runs, but rests a little bit less. And then even less, and less. Until they can jog through their entire route, non-stop. And sometimes, even chatting up a friend. I remember to this day, how when I started jogging, two old dudes sprinted across my route, having a normal freaking conversation. They were not out of breath or tired, they were speaking normally. Talking during jogging is an amazing hack to improve your stats, but it was soul-crushing for the chubby little me. It has been nearly 20 years. And those two old dudes can probably still outrun all of the teenagers. When you continue improving your endurance, you eventually end up at the Olympics. But don't do that. Do not compete. Not as a bodybuilder, not as an athlete. I'm warning you. Don't let anybody or anything annoy you away from fitness. The real winners bear no medals. They have joy and health and the necessary body wisdom to beat everyone without them ever knowing. This is your chance to be the best and not wear it on your head. Please note that if you are large, you have to work your way up to 15,000 lifts, or 3 hours at 170 BPM. 10,000 will give you impressive results at first, but it is not enough for large people. The fat loss would require years instead of months. 4 hours, that's weird. I think electrolytes, tendons, shoes become a real problem here. I don't have an opinion about 3+ hour non-stop workouts. It just depends on what you are looking for. So when you are told to count how many times you lift, and that you must lift a preset number, then rest, and then do it again twice more, you do the opposite. You don't count your lifts. You just synchronize with a song and lift to every beat for 2 or 3 hours. A simple way to start improving is to start with slow songs at first and lift during the more dynamic sections. And when you feel stronger, lay siege on those and try to lift non-stop for the duration of the entire song and then rest a little bit and then do it again to another song. Alternatively, you can just use an interval timer that tells you when to start and when to stop, but you have to work towards eliminating all the rest periods, so you make the rest periods shorter, shorter, and shorter until you get your non-stop. Finally, don't just repeat the same workout. Slowly and gradually increase everything. Here, the limit is your body's speed of adaptation. It just grows at its own pace, and you must respect that to avoid illness and injury. Increase how often you go to the gym until you are there the full 7 days, or 5, if your exercise makes your body cranky and you need to heal. Find faster songs and speed them up with Audacity or FFmpeg. Look under tempo and pitch, as that will not make the song sound chipmunk-like. Eat less sugary things and eliminate that altogether. Sugar and salt is basically medicine. You only need to use it to stay healthy. Eat more fiber and protein. A salad with plenty of slices of ham can be pretty neat if you are large. Get your protein from various sources. You only need the powder stuff to avoid illness or when you feel weak. And protein powder with plenty of sugar in it is actually just an excuse to have some candy. You need to avoid that. You have to switch your attitude, your mindset, from making sweet, sweet excuses to seeking out safe but gnarly challenges. We are each meant to grow all the way up until we become great beings.